This weekend and into the beginning of this week, dozens of local leaders are in Boulder, Colorado for a couple of days for the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce's biennial intercity visit. They always visit a city that is similar to Chapel Hill, talk with local leaders there about the issues that they face, oftentimes very similar issues to what we deal with here and how they deal with it, taking lessons, both positive and negative, back to our community to make our community a little bit better. They do this every other year. Boulder, Colorado is the site right now, and I am joined on the phone from two time zones away by Bethany Cheney of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen, who is on that visit. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
So what has it been like? You've been there for a little bit more than 24 hours, right? What have you seen?
Well, yesterday we spent a good amount of time in Denver taking a look at their transit-oriented development and their light rail and bus infrastructure. It was really pretty impressive. We arrived in Boulder last night and had an opportunity to do some networking with some local officials. And today was really our first day to be downtown in Boulder and looking around and talking about some of the critical issues that are facing this this town. And I have to say there's some real similarities, but there are also some pretty magnificent differences, too.
What has been the big issue that you've been talking about so far this morning?
Well, we've been, in general, talking about the economic development of the city, what really has made it a successful place, as in placemaking, some of the lessons that we've heard have been having good density of non-student housing downtown to fuel some of the commercial activity, but also making downtown an employment center, not just a destination. And I think those are lessons that both Carrboro and Chapel Hill could really learn from. We are more constrained in the sizes and the capacities of our downtown right now, but there's some things that we could learn for sure.
So what does it mean to make downtown an employment center? What is Boulder doing?
Well, Boulder has some larger industries that have settled here by virtue of what the university has done and some of the federal labs. So there's some high-tech industries here, some biotech, some what they call natural products industries, and others. And so startups, growing businesses have located downtown in office space and are not necessarily relegated to sort of outside, spaces outside the perimeter of downtown in larger office buildings, or as we have in the Research Triangle Park. They're sort of naturally gravitating towards the downtown.
I know we've got some incubator space in downtown Chapel Hill and downtown Carrboro too, with Launch being the most prominent ones, but there's several others. Is Boulder talking about that on a larger scale, or is it a different breed altogether?
Well, they have really both things going on. In fact, this afternoon there will be tours of two incubator accelerator spaces, both doing slightly different things, hybrids of co-working and incubation. But also just effort that Boulder has put on retaining businesses over time, and this is over a very long period of time, over 30, 40 years. They've really sought to do what they can to help businesses that started here grow and grow in place. So it doesn't necessarily mean growing in the same building, but making sure that there's space available for them to stay in town.
Speaking with Bethany Cheney, again, Carrboro Board of Aldermen. She's in Boulder, Colorado right now with the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce's inner city visit. Several dozen people, close to 100, are over there checking out Boulder, Colorado, taking lessons back. And Bethany, you mentioned the similarities and differences between Chapel Hill Carrboro and Boulder, Colorado. What is the biggest similarity that you're seeing, and what's the biggest difference?
Well, I would say one of the biggest similarities is the fact that we're struggling with affordable housing issues. The average home price here is north of $800,000. That's double what we see in Orange County, and that's pretty incredible. And keeping pace with demand for housing and creating diverse housing is just a challenge, and it's something that Boulder's struggling with in the same ways that we are. I think one of the biggest differences, there are two things that strike me immediately. One is that this is a much whiter community than Chapel Hill Carrboro, although we tend to feel that we're becoming less and less diverse. Boulder certainly is already as thinly diverse as they could be. And so that it's interesting to hear the language that that is used by folks here in considering what equity means, for example. I think the second difference is that the landscape here is so different. The views are different. The open space is different. There's 25 square miles of developed land here and in Boulder, and 75 square miles of green, undeveloped space around and within the city.
Wow.
So it's really quite different in the way that it's grown, although the mechanisms they've used to keep development relatively compact are about the same. They have an urban services boundary, sort of a green belt around the city, much like our rural buffer.
I got to go back to the point you made earlier about equity and the different way in which people in Boulder talk about equity. How do they talk about equity?
Well, because they're not faced with or thinking about quite as much the systemic issues around race, class, and racial equity issues. They're really talking more and more about just income stratification, and they seem to be more focused on middle-income stratification as opposed to the low end of the scale and poverty issues. That isn't to say that we're not going to hear more about that later on, because we certainly will. We're going to talk about affordable housing more in depth tomorrow. But it does seem like they're struggling really with this idea of a middle class stratification that is more important right now than thinking about the bottom tier.
Speaking again,
maybe
with...
right.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I may just be perceiving that from 3 or 4 hours of conversation today, and I imagine that when I get back, I'll have different things to say about it.
Speaking again with Bethany Cheney, Carborough Board of Aldermen, thanks for joining us. Before we let you go, there's always, every time, and I'm missing out on the trip this year, so I'm living vicariously through you, but every time I've been, and I know I've talked with a whole bunch of people who've been on these trips before, everyone always comes back with a surprise, whether it's a thing that they didn't consider or an issue they didn't think that they would even be thinking about, or something that they saw that sparks an idea in their head about something that we can do back here in Chapel Hill, Carborough. What has been the most surprising thing that you've seen so far that you didn't think that you were going to be thinking about at all?
I think it's actually been an emphasis on families and children in the downtown in downtown Boulder, and a very deliberate approach to making sure that kids are part of the thinking about development, about streetscapes, about parks. And about drawing people into downtown. It's been families and kids are a primary target population when they're thinking about bringing people downtown, not students.
Bethany Cheney, Carborough Board of Aldermen. Enjoy the rest of the trip, and we'll see you when you get back.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Take care.